Order.
This week in the House was all about the man who wasn't there. With Prime Minister John Key away leading a large delegation on an official visit to China, his deputy, Bill English, stepped up, firstly before question time on Tuesday, to move a government motion acknowledging the withdrawal of New Zealand's provincial reconstruction team after 10 years in Afghanistan.
This Parliament can be proud of what New Zealanders have achieved in Bamiyan. New Zealand leaves the province in relative stability and prosperity, ready for the next chapter in its history to be written by the people of Bamiyan.
Mr. English then faced questions from an opposition curious about the source of a leaked copy of the Kitteridge report on the GCSB, published that morning in Wellington's Daily Newspaper.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, I can give the House an assurance that the copy of the report that has been leaked has not come from the office of the Prime Minister.
Mr. English could not say who else had copies.
But the report in the last couple of weeks would have had fairly broad circulation through a number of agencies and ministers' offices.
Among questions, there was one from Greens co-leader Russell Norman about the report's indication that the GCSB had unlawfully spied on more than 80 individuals.
Will he apologise to them as he apologised to Kim.com? And will he ensure that all the people who have been illegally spied on are given access to all the information that was illegally obtained?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think the member is jumping to conclusions.
The opposition's hopes of testing those conclusions were dashed when the Speaker, David Carter, rejected Labor's request for an urgent debate.
There cannot be a debate on the basis of media speculation about what may or may not be in the report.
Official publication of the report later that afternoon was followed by a renewed request from Labor and the Greens on Wednesday, this time getting this response from the Speaker.
Given the public interest in this matter and the need for a high level of public confidence in our security agencies, I consider it important enough to warrant the immediate attention of the House by way of an urgent debate.
As Labor made their request first, the debate was kicked off by their deputy leader.
I call on Grant Robinson to move that the House take note of a matter of urgent public importance.
Mr. Speaker, I so move. New Zealanders can no longer trust John Key. They can no longer trust his word, and they can no longer trust that he is acting in the interests of New Zealanders.
The government's response to Labor's deputy leader came from their deputy, Mr. English, again.
As the Kitteridge report now makes plain, the job of sorting out the mess left by the previous Labor government with their lazy approach to intelligence is a very substantial and complex job. And it is a great thing for New Zealand that we have a Prime Minister who has been willing to take it on.
Next day, Mr. English was required to answer questions as the acting Prime Minister about a meeting between the Prime Minister and the head of the GCSB, at which something he had failed to do as Deputy Prime Minister might have been discussed.
Well, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I simply wasn't at the meeting, so I can't answer that question.
Which drew this complaint from Labor's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
The Prime Minister can't say he was not at a meeting that he was at. He said, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I wasn't at the meeting. The Prime Minister was at the meeting. That's the whole point.
Mr. English continued to struggle with the role of Prime Ministerial mind reader.
Mr. Speaker, I can't answer that question on behalf of the Prime Minister because while he was at the meeting, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Again, you would have to ask the Prime Minister in person the question about... But I can only ask the question if I have the knowledge, and actually in my capacity as acting on behalf of the Prime Minister, I don't have that knowledge. Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't think the member has any grounds to make that assumption or not make that assumption. He'd have to direct that question to the Prime Minister in person.
And opposition MPs will be able to do that next week when Mr. Key is back in the House. Meantime, as government had a mixed week, pinned down by a barrage of questions about the GCSB, it got two bills passed on Tuesday. They were the Child Support Amendment Bill and the Social Security Benefit Categories and Work Focus Amendment Bill. Then on Wednesday, an opposition filibuster trapped the Crown Minerals Permitting and Crown Land Bill in its committee stage, preventing its third and final reading from taking place on Thursday. Also pushed into next week was the Plumbers, Gas Fitters and Drain Layers Amendment Bill, which, coming after the conclusion of the committee stage of the Crown Minerals Bill, got only a short way into its second reading before being interrupted when the House adjourned for the weekend at 6 on Thursday evening. Parliament's back at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.